Good Shepherd Sunday is a golden opportunity to appreciate the value and meaning of the structure of the Church. The Catholic Church is the only Church founded by Christ. He gave us a Church, not a Bible. The Church, in fact, wrote the Bible. Some apostles and others, in particular St. Paul, wrote down some of the things that Jesus said and did. In time, that became the 27 books of the New Testament. Many of the teachings that Christ gave to the Church were handed on by word of mouth, from shepherd to shepherd, from bishop to bishop, until today. One marvelous example of that is the Apostles' Creed. It is not in the Bible, yet all Christians believe it. Another teaching that isn't the Bible and has also been handed on from the beginning is that the sacrament of holy orders consists of three levels: bishop, priest, and deacon. One recalls that on Holy Thursday night, before giving us the Holy Mass, Christ appointed the apostles as bishops, which is the fullness of the priesthood. Christ is the true Good Shepherd, and entrusted his sheep, the laity, to his appointed overseers, the bishops. Today, there are about 4,000 bishops in charge of the pastoral scene of 1.3 billion Catholic sheep distributed into dioceses or zones throughout the world. An archdiocese is just a larger diocese, as for example Sydney compared to Wagga. Each chief shepherd or bishop is appointed directly by the Pope himself, who was once a bishop. Some bishops receive an honorary position and become cardinals, and it is the College of Cardinals that elects the future Pope. Note that of the seven sacraments, two are social: marriage and holy orders. Both are vocations that God calls us to on our path to holiness. In all cases, we are called to be saints according to our vocation. Of course, this encompasses also those called to the religious or consecrated state. The vast majority of the Church, however, has always been the laity, those of the lay state who are called to marriage. By virtue of baptism, all possess what we call the royal priesthood, which consists of being a spiritual priest, prophet, and king, that is, a person of prayer, learning, and service. In order that the religious state be fruitful and that there be shepherds for the local flock, God calls from the laity, or royal priesthood, some to serve him in the ministerial priesthood. This call to holy orders is divine and permanent, once a man is ordained after a period of study and discernment of 7 or more years. The ministerial priesthood also possesses in a different degree the charisms of priest, prophet, and king. The ordained cleric is a priest to serve God's faithful, the flock, by means of prayer, the daily recitation of the divine office, and the sacraments, especially Holy Mass and confession. He is called to teach and preach in the name of Christ, not in his own name. For that reason, only a cleric can proclaim the gospel at Mass, the words of Jesus, and give a homily. He is also called to govern his parish by means of service, that is the 14 works of mercy, 7 for the body and 7 for the soul. At times, in the history of the Church, diverse factions have sought more to control others than to serve them. This has given rise to the notion of clericalism, which implies a glorified superiority over others, complete with an inflated sense of power. Let us not confuse however, genuine respect for the priesthood with clericalism and ambitious power. Priests and religious should be shown respect because of the office they hold, not the person holding it. The priest, when offering the sacraments, acts in persona Christi, which means he acts in the person of Christ. It is Christ who baptizes, anoints, forgives, sanctifies through the words and actions of the individual priest. In a real sense, Christ uses the hands and ears of Father as an instrument to convey his grace to our souls. So the respect you show him is the respect you would show to the Lord himself. Furthermore, priests and religious are called to directly love in a self-giving manner in the consecrated state. Marriage also demands self-giving love between the spouses in a context of the covenant of love that imitates Christ's love for his church. In both cases, it is a call to holiness, but by diverse paths, ending up in perfection in heaven. The history of the church reveals diverse stages and influences. It was the monastic orders that dominated society from the 5th to the about 11th century. Then the mendicant or begging orders of the Franciscans and Dominicans dominated until the Jesuits in the 16th century. Today, the church has called on the laity to sanctify the church and the whole world. This development has come about before the Second Vatican Council, but was promoted by it about 50 years ago. Now, 100 years ago, if you desired to be holy and religious, then you would have entered the convent or the priesthood. Back then, every aspect of the church life was dominated by brothers and nuns and priests. There was the old notion that what Father said ended the matter. Pray and obey was the slogan. Today, that is not the case. With the advent of secularism and an overall indifference towards God, every baptized layperson is now called to sanctify their work, their employment and their home as a priest, prophet and king. Homes should be places of prayer, daily prayer. Professionals in the workplace should seek every opportunity to advance the teachings of Christ. Catholics should be active in the political, economic domain and in the media. If everyone lived out their faith within the context of their vocation, then our culture would be Christian again. After the council, there was a mistaken notion that the role of the laity in the church involved lay ministry. True lay ministry is to be found in the working profession, homes and factories, not in the sacristy or administering the sacraments. Only the priest is ordained to minister the sacraments of Christ. Only his hands have been anointed with holy chrism, because Christ uses his hands as his own to heal and sanctify our souls. This confusion led to the priest not wanting to be a priest or dressing as a cleric, resulting in an identity crisis in the 60s and 70s. Our chief shepherds, the popes, since the council, have repeatedly reminded us, do not laicize the clergy and do not clericalize the laity. Each have their own domain. In like manner, it's not the role of the priest or cleric to be involved in politics or the secular profession. His allotted task, as I've said, is in the church to pray and provide the sacraments. As the laity are called to bring Christ to the world, the priest is called to bring Christ to the flock. Pray, therefore, that your shepherd may be like the good shepherd, faithful to his task.